today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Oh, gee, this is timely. I just look up at my screen and the name Mark Olson is there. And this is at a time when we've had the announcement for several days now that Monday, 1 o'clock in the morning, the borders are going to be opening to those people from the hotspots. We're talking fundamentally New South Wales, Victoria. Now, the reality is there are so many people up here just desperate for an influx of visitors from the south. It's going to be too late for some people. We were just talking yesterday about the numbers of empty shops around the CBD. It's terrifying and sadly, of course, being taken over by itinerants and they're getting badly treated. That's just part of the issue in town. The sad part about it is the tragic part. A whole lot of people may not get back into business again. So harsh has been the impact of this lockdown for 2 years as far as the economy of our tourist operators is concerned. Now, where are we going from Monday? It'll be interesting to find out. Please listen closely because Mark will have his finger on the pulse. He's the Chief Executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How about a bit of the feedback that you've been getting from operators, the people that go out to the reef, the people that take people out in the buses up to the Daintree and other parts of the Tablelands? What are you hearing back and also from the accommodation houses?
Yeah, look, a really interesting new trend, John, is, and I think this has been brought on by the experience of 6 months ago, a lot of people are booking their hire car first. So what we've heard from the hire car companies out at the airport is that not only do they have their full suite, they've got more than 1,000 cars, that their forward bookings for January and late December are really strong, well ahead of this time in 2019, way back before we'd heard of COVID. So they're really confident that the hire car booking is strong. Now, a lot of people are holding those. What we're seeing is, if you think about it from a rooms perspective, as you said, accommodation, we're running at desperately low levels at the moment, about 30% occupancy. Right. By the time we get to the day after Christmas, we'll be at nearly 80%. We'll be 78% occupancy across the region. And for that first week of January, we're running in excess of 80% occupancy. So it's a very sharp spike upwards from Monday all the way through to the first week of January. It does start to drop away, but what we're seeing, and I've seen even in the last 3 or 4 days, is those bookings from about the 7th through to the middle to the end of January are coming through quite well. So we're running at about 50% by the middle of Jan. But then unfortunately for February, we're back down basically to a bit lower than where we are today. And that's difficult. This is where the operators are really going to find it tough. Through February and March, really strong bookings for Easter already, in excess of 50% occupancy forward booked. And we're hearing good signs about June, July and August already. A lot of forward bookings out of interstate travellers for June, July, August. The airlines have come to the party, which is fantastic. So we've got lots of seat capacity, and we announced yesterday that Virgin is joining Jetstar on the Coolangatta Cairns route. The Sydney-Melbourne flights are bringing forward capacity. So we're cautiously optimistic, John, that we can hold some of that forward. But many businesses, like the attractions and the tours, particularly the reef boats, they're not seeing anything in terms of forward bookings because they don't see anything until people arrive. And it's a bit of a different market, as you know, the people who come for Christmas and New Year as opposed to our normal interstate and international visitors.
Yes, exactly. All right, let me ask you about the rent a cars because go back a few months, you couldn't get a rent a car for love nor money. Why? Because they'd sold them. All the operators said, oh, there's no one around, we'll get rid of our cars. So obviously they bought up with the predictions that there's going to be a lot of need for them late December into January. So that's already becoming evident, that demand, is it?
Oh, without a doubt, John. And those businesses, they're really good supporters of our community. They've put their money back where their mouth is, and they've purchased those vehicles and they've rebuilt that fleet, and they've dispersed it across Australia to where the demand is. So, yeah, particularly our partners at Avis out at the airport, very, very strong community supporters, strong supporters of the tourism industry. So their fleet is back, more than 1,200 cars, and strong forward bookings for January. So that's a really positive sign. Obviously, we have a shortage of staff. So, this is going to be an a difficult one for us, because it spikes so quickly and then it falls away by the end of January. Many businesses are trying to work out how to get that mix of permanent staff versus casuals. And it is a great time to have a dabble in the tourism and hospitality sector for a lot of young locals and those who are looking for a career change. We're really optimistic, John, about 2022, the return of international visitation and building on the strong foundations we've built with Aussies who fell in love with Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef over the last 2 years.
You probably have your finger on the pulse of when we might be actually getting our first international arrivals back at the Cairns Airport. If you had to have a punt, what month might it be?
Well, what's interesting is Jetstar and the Qantas Group have their first slots booked for their Japan service in February. That's probably on the optimistic side. We've heard people talk of June, July. I think that's on the pessimistic side.
Yes.
I would be hoping we would be seeing something more like April for international arrivals. That's when our New Zealand services are scheduled to begin again, a year-round service connecting Auckland and Cairns. So we're optimistically looking at late March, early April. But of course, as always, John, this hinges on the vaccination rate. We've seen that growing rapidly, and certainly concern about Omicron has seen the rate go above 80% for all Queenslanders double-dosed and in excess of 88%, I believe, now of first-dose Queenslanders with the jab. But we really do, we have to recognise that we reduce our rate of passing the virus on if we're vaccinated. And I think today we saw that 5 to 11-year-olds will become eligible in the next few weeks to get the jab. And that's going to be really important about keeping our community safe.
Now, will the Chinese ever return in significant numbers, as far as you know, Mark?
Well, we're hearing really positive signs, John, out of China. As you know, we keep our finger on the pulse in terms of where searches are coming from. And China is one of the fastest growing markets returning to international travel. They have a lot of interest in getting out. They have strong forward predictions for early 22 about international travel. And they love our region. And it's been such a big change over the last few years, moving from what was traditionally a groups market into free and independent travellers. I think 91% of visitors in 2019 out of China were free and independent travellers. They're independently wealthy. They've travelled the world. They love Australia. They love our open spaces. They love our natural environments. Many of them have a great sense of adventure. It's a very different market from the market we saw 10 years leading into that. And we are optimistic that we will see China back. We probably won't see those direct flights out of China that we had seen pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We've got great connections through Singapore. So look, we're optimistic that that China will travel again to Australia and that Cairns will be high on the list. And that's an active conversation for us. But right now, our focus is on New Zealand. In Japan, we've got a staff member back in Japan at the moment, re-engaging with our trade partners there. We have strong community and industry links into Japan. And at the end of this week, heading off on the weekend, our European product manager is heading back into market to re-engage with our partners in Europe, particularly German-speaking Europe, because, there's great connections. Lufthansa and Singapore Airlines have their relationship in place. You know, the airport is strongly considering either direct flights or one-hop flights out of Europe, including Frankfurt or Berlin. Singapore and Singapore Airlines play such an important role in our future.
Yeah.
And we do see that Europe can open up. And at the moment, very strong interest out of the UK, Manchester and London, looking at flights coming to Cairns.
This has been an excellent update, Mark. Thank you. And Monday morning, 1 o'clock, time to crack a bottle of champagne.
I will be lining up to do a little bit of national television, John. We'll be celebrating the opening. No champagne, maybe something a little bit more exciting than champagne.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Mark Olson is the Chief Executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Coming up to 19 past 11. Clark.